Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Tamworth LGA will go into lockdown today from 5pm. The new stay-at-home orders follow after a person from Newcastle travelled to the region. While there are a number of exposure sites in Tamworth, there are currently zero active cases. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists this is just a precautionary measure to limit the chances of the virus spreading.
Unfortunately, somebody from Newcastle went to Tamworth and there's a number of exposure sites in Tamworth. There aren't any cases there yet, but we do know the person went from Newcastle to Tamworth and visited a number of locations. So as a precaution, the health experts have recommended that we lock down Tamworth for 1 week, starting from 5 o'clock today.
Today's figures show there are 283 new cases across New South Wales, with 64 still infectious while out in the community. Tragically, a woman in her 90s passed away. New South Wales Police Force are asking regional residents to maintain vigilance and comply with public health orders to further prevent the spread of COVID-19. Police districts across New South Wales are conducting high visibility operations to support the community while responding to reports of breaches, including those in the Hunter. Superintendent Tracy Chapman says the number of breaches over the weekend were minor and majority of Upper Hunter residents are doing the right thing.
Oh, look, from my perspective so far, people are really are doing the right thing. Over the weekend, all of the reports indicate that the community have listened to the health advice and most people are abiding by the public health orders. We've had very few instances where we have detected breaches of the orders and those people were issued infringements. But that is a very small number. By and large, the community are really adhering to the health advice.
Motorists are advised of changed traffic conditions in Muswellbrook this week as work is carried out on Bridge Street and Ravensworth. A full closure of Bridge Street will occur between 8pm tomorrow and 8pm Wednesday, the 11th of August. During this period, traffic will be detoured via Bell Street, Victoria and Market Streets and is expected to end on Thursday the 12th at around 8:30pm. Meanwhile, continued maintenance on Liddell Deviation Bridge at the New England Highway will be carried out from 7pm to 5am. Traffic control and reduced speed limits of 40 kilometres an hour will be in place for the safety of workers and motorists. This work is expected to last through until December. August is Rural Road Safety Month and Hunter drivers are being asked to perform regular safety checks on their vehicles. Data revealed drivers on rural roads possess an 11 times greater risk of being involved in a serious incident compared to those in major metropolitan areas. Managing Director of MyCar, Adam Pay, says it's a timely reminder to keep on top of car maintenance and perform a 1 minute safety check before you drive.
Some things you should be looking for in your car to understand if there might be a problem includes any unusual noises, particularly in relation to brakes, any smells or emissions of smoke or steam, a decrease in power, and of course, any warning lights that are showing on your dashboard. If you notice any of these, it's important to deal with them before you set off to make sure your car's safe and that you're keeping other road users safe too.
Taking a look at your local sport, while regional Greyhound racing tracks are undergoing upgrades, including here in Muswellbrook, the Showcase Tab Million Dollar Chase series has been postponed. The Dubbo series was scheduled to begin next Saturday night, but the recent COVID-19 outbreak and uncertainty around lockdowns prompted Greyhound Racing New South Wales to call for a delay. The plans for the 2021 Million Dollar Series are to be held next April and May, while the 22 series will be staged in August and September time slots. Chief Executive Officer Tony Mastrov says they're extremely disappointed that it will be a no-go ahead, but hopes 2022 will bring more freedom for residents in New South Wales. I'm Peter Holland, you're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.